Let's look again at the Rambam. So again, the Rambam only says ben zochah ben akeva. The Rambam only says ben zochah ben akeva when it comes to ben yiral. That was the Dika Rabbeinu Menayach. By Shoyes, it doesn't say ben zochah ben akeva. I thought there could be a different explanation of that. Remember, the Rambam Shita is that all five inuyim are deraisa. Not like Rabbi Shain, but only Achil and Shtira is deraisa. Everything else is derabbanan. Shita is the Rambam is that all of the inuyim are deraisa. So the Gemara, how does the Rambam, if that's the case, how does the Rambam learn the Gemara Nayin Ches? The Gemara Nayin Ches says that the inuyim that are Hainu Rabbi Sayu of Atinoik, like Gozubu Rabbanan. So what's the Gzeira? So we said the Ram learns all the Nuyim are Rabbanon, the Gozer Rabbanon. It means they weren't Gozer Rechitz and Sicha, because Rechitz and Sicha are only Rabbanon. For the Ram, that's not available. The Ram was Rechitz and Sicha, Daraisa too. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that since it's Rabbi Sayo, the Gozer Rabbanon, a Koch has to learn like Rashi, that they weren't Gozer Chinuch? That means the Ram holds like Rashi, that the Gemara Nayin Ches says that in things that are Rabbi Sayo, they were not Gozer Chinuch. So if that's the case, so the Fila Rambam, we have the same question that we have in Rashi. So what happens when he's 11 or 12? And now he's Misanu Mashlim. What happened to this Gemara Nayin Ches that if it's Rabbi Sayul, it goes to Barabonim? They weren't Goizek Chinuch Hanatinai. So I already said before, you could say Alabatish, they weren't Goizek Chinuch on a young child, but when he comes close to Godless, and Leachshav Emesai, so maybe now already they weren't Goizek on him, they weren't Goizek Chinuch. But I think that's not so glad to say in the Rambam, because if we're going to say that in the Rambam, then the question is going to be very acute. The question that the Rosh asked on the maybe the Rosh asked on the Rif is going to be very acute. What's the mocker? The Rambam passes that 11-year-old child is Misano Mashlim. What's the mocker from Rav Nachman? That's the Rif. He's a bastard. We pass him like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman himself holds, the Ram goes with the gist of the Rif. The Rav Nachman himself holds that a 12-year-old child is already by mitzvah if he brought sires. So the Rosh asked on the Rif, at least I think the Rosh asked on the Rif, how can you pass on like Rav Nachman that an 11-year-old child is mashlim? Of course Rav Nachman holds an 11-year-old child is mashlim. If he's not going to be mechanechem at 11, at 12 it's too late. At 12 he's already by mitzvah. But we hold by mitzvah not till 13. So maybe chinuch should only be at. So maybe chinuch for shashlama should only be at 12. So on the Rif, behalf of the Rif, I answered that the Rif holds that it's nothing to do. You have chinuch even at a young age. He holds like the Ran in the Gemara Nayin Ches. They would never like a chinuch. The only thing is, it can't be a sakana. 11 years old is not a sakana. If 11-year-old is not a sakana for Rav Nachman, it's not a sakana for us either. That's what he said in the Rif. But for the Rambam, we really have this problem. If the Ram has to learn the Gemara Nayin Ches that they weren't Goyzer Chinuch. Because the Ram holds all the Inuyim of Deraisa. So when the Gemara says, like, Gozer Rabban, it means they weren't Goyzer Chinuch. So if they weren't Goyzer Chinuch, so what happens when he's 11? Elamai will say, yeah, they weren't Goyzer Chinuch when you have time to spare. But when it's the Moyachshav Emesai, when it's the last possible moment, then they were Goyzer Chinuch. Then you have this other question. What do you mean? 11 is not the last possible moment. 12 is the last possible moment. 11 was only the last possible moment for Rav Nachman, because he thought by mitzvahs at 12. We all by mitzvahs at 13, so 11 is not the last possible moment. So why should we have chinuch at 11? We don't have chinuch at 7, 8, or 9 because it's Rivi Sayo, the Gozer Barabonon. So why should we all of a sudden have chinuch at 11? So maybe we have to say for the Rambam is al derech what we said for Rashi, that the chinuch of Hashlomo is not that he's a kotan, but he has to be mashlim anyway. So, but he has chinuch anyway. That they were oiker, the Gozer Barabonon, Chazal were oiker din of chinuch from Tanu. The din of chinuch that you have by the din of chinuch by Shlomo is that we treat that is that he is that it's a perek, it's a perek. Like the Lashon Rashi, perek Hashlomo is the rain. Midrabon is a godel for festa. And it's not because it's the last minute. It's because it's no longer such a stomach, it's because it's no longer such a sakana. But Chazal said the gedra adover is they were oiker chinuch haktanim. But the chinuch of Hashlam is not chinuch haktanim. The chinuch of Hashlam is a perek Hashlam is divrei. It's bekitzer. I just want to get around. I just want to get to that. I think this we have in the Rambam a similar hekrech that we had in Rashi. That the Rambam al kach learns the Gemara in Ayin Ches when it says like gozer l'rabbanon, that it doesn't mean they weren't gozer v'chitz and sicha. It means they weren't gozer chinuch. It's a different hekrech. And Rashi the hekrech was because Rashi learns the Gemara over there is talking about achil and shtiyah. I don't know what the Rambam learns about that. But the Rambam is a different hekrech. Even if the Gemara is talking about v'chitz and sicha, but v'chitz and sicha in the Rambam's world are their isa. So what does the Gemara mean? Like also Rabbanon, Akocha means they weren't Goyzer Chinuch. So you see a rule that they weren't Goyzer Chinuch and Rav Yisayu. So if they weren't Goyzer Chinuch and Rav Yisayu, so what changes when he's 12? And again, maybe you could say, no, when it changes when he's 12 is on Le'ach Shavei Masai. It's the last possible moment, so we have to be Mechanachim. That's very hard to say in the Rambam. 11 is not the last possible moment. It's the last possible moment for Nachman. It's not the last possible moment for us. So that's hard to say. So Taksulim, what's the difference? Why is it that a 7-year-old, an 8-year-old child who's not wearing shoes, he has the chinuch of not wearing shoes, so how come he doesn't fast? Because Hayne Rav Yisayu? So what happens when he's 11? It's still Hayne Rav Yisayu. So al kach we have to say in the Rambam, al derech we saw in Rashi, and we were daikim, we'll show this in Rashi, that when he's 11, we say he's not a tinoikis anymore. Tinoikis ain't ma'ananoisan. When he's 11, they said that's the perek midraban that is not called a tinoikis. They were mafkiya chinuch from tinoikis. They weren't mafkiya chinuch from somebody who reaches this perek of perek hashlomas divrayim, and Rav Nachman said the perek is at 11. So the perek is at 11. So that's the perek. That's when it's the gila pirka. And that already passed like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said the perek is at 11. So the perek is at 11. That's when Chazal saw fit that he's old enough to be called the gila pirka midiramon. If that's the case, so then we say like this. Why is the Rambam over here stressed ben zochah ben nekeva? By shoysh didn't stress ben zochah ben nekeva. So Rabbi Menoyach's etzah was, because shoysh taka only boys fair shoysh, girls don't fair shoysh. Now at 11, all of a sudden, girls fair shoysh too. Girls fast the whole day too. That was Rabbi Menoyach's nahal. Because fasting shoysh is only chanoich l'naral pidarkoi, and that's only a father and not a mother, and only a son and not a daughter. Now at 11, it's already, it's already a chiyuv mitzvah soifrim, and that's on girls too. So Ben Zochem and Nekeva is to tell me that now Nekeva is also after fast. But that's not the Ashesim. That's not the Poshim Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam should have said that Beferish, really. If the Rambam thought that girls don't fair shoyis, I think the Rambam should have said that Beferish. Not to leave it to this remiss of, he only said Ben Zochem and Nekeva by Ashlama, so you can be medayik that a kotlan is under, that shoyis is only for boys and not for girls. It doesn't sound that's Pshat in the Rambam. A lot of the Poshim Pshat in the Rambam is that the reason why the Rambam is stressing Ben Zochem and Nekeva is to stress that even though when it comes to Bar Mitzvah, boys and girls have different ages for Bar Mitzvah, but for Hashlomah they have the same age, which is the Shita Sarif, which the Rambam passes by. That the Zman of Hashlomah is both by Tinek and Tinekis. So that's the Chiddush, that even though a girl becomes Bar Mitzvah before a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah, but the Hashlomah they have at the same age. But why do the Rambam stress that only by Hashlomah, not by Shoyz? You should say by Shoyz too. Even though they have different ages for Bar Mitzvah, they have the same age for Shoyz. The answer is, for Shoyz, not a Chiddush. Shoyz is Chaktanim. It's Chinuch Chaktanim. So why should there be a difference between boys and girls and Chinuch Chaktanim? What's the difference? Boys and girls, they have the same Chinuch. They have the same Chinuch for fasting on Yom Kippur. Boys have to fast in Yom Kippur. Girls, men have to fast in Yom Kippur. Women have to fast in Yom Kippur. Boys need Chinuch for fasting and girls need Chinuch for fasting. Why should there be a difference in age? But when it comes to Hashlama, Ben Achatas Rishonah is Mashlim, that's not Chinuch of Tinoikis. That's a Perek. That's a Zman of Perek Hashlamas Devayim. That's a Zman of Godless. So a Zman of Godless, there should be a difference between boys and girls. Because Godless is different from Midaraisa for men. Bar Mitzvah and Bar Mitzvah is different for men and women, for boys and girls. So the Perek Hashlamas Devayim should also be different. So here the Ram has to stress, no, even though Godless Midaraisa is different for boys and girls, because Simonim, girls bring simonim at 12 and boys bring simonim normally at 13. But this godless drabonim doesn't need simonim. This perek hashlomas devrayim, that's ben zochah ben nekeva, the same age is the same age of 11 years old. I think that's the simple side of the Rambam. That's why the Rambam stresses ben zochah ben nekeva by hashlomah, not by shayz. Yeah. Okay. You talked to a lot of the kudos over here. Mitzvah Shem, I'll put it into the notes if you want to read it more by Archava. Okay, everybody should be well. So Mitzvah Shem, we will reconvene on Monday at 12:15, we said. And then we'll talk to Mitzvah Shem. The first thing I want to talk about is this issue of the run about the Pikuch Nefesh van Uber. So you see the Mishnah and the Ran and the Tosfos, the Gemara in Erech and Dav Zayin, yeah, and the Tosfos in Nida with the Tosfos Yishonim, and the Tosfos in Nida on the bottom of Mendalad and Aleph going with the Mendalad and Mendbeis. The Ikra and Mendalad and Mendbeis, the beginning of Tosfos, but the main part of Tosfos that we need is on the top of Mendalad and Mendbeis. Okay.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Call to.
There's no shiur.
What?